Your brain is a great big liar, and so is mine. So if you do mindset work, you're going to like this topic and this episode today, because I'm going to walk you through all the mindset work I had to do to get outside and ski today. And it was a bit ridiculous, and I let my mind kind of take me off on a tangent for a while, and then I was able to bring myself back. But I want to give you like a real life, this is how mindset can help you. So tune in to the episode. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier. And now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, learning to live with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family. And all this with three kids under the age of 10. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. Okay, so mindset. So if you followed me for a while, you might have been around last winter when I decided to take myself downhill skiing. And I had to prep myself. So my kids, I have three kids, 10, 8, and 6. Their dad skis. They weren't in ski lessons last year because we missed the enrollment. But they skied every weekend with their dad. So I wanted to be able to do that activity with the kids. And I want to be someone who just goes and downhill skis. Now, about 30 years ago. Now I feel old. I was on an exchange in Quebec, which is the province next to Ontario where I live. And my exchange partner was a ski instructor. So I had never skied. I lived in southwestern Ontario where it's flat. And I lived on a farm. So we didn't really do skiing. You know, we did farming and other activities, but skiing wasn't one of them. So I went to Quebec. My exchange partner was this ski instructor. She taught me how to ski. It was great. And I don't remember having like a big mindset wobbles or anything. I just remember like, okay, this is what she said. I'm going to do it. It was, you know, 15 or 16 at the time. So you're kind of invincible, right? So I thought, yeah, I'm just going to do it. And I did it. And I did it for a few weeks. And then it was February the 14th, I remember, because I had a boyfriend. I was in grade 10, I guess. So I was going to call him, right? Because it was Valentine's Day. But I hit ice on the hill and I tore my ACL, which I had injured playing tag football or something at camp that summer where I worked. So I ended up in the hospital and in this full cast from like hip to toe while I recovered because I wasn't able to go back to Ontario to have surgery. And then after that cast came off, I skied. That's what that family did on the weekends. They went skiing. So I went back into skiing and I managed to be okay until I had surgery the next fall. So last winter, I went skiing with the kids once. They're really fast. They were like talking to me. They were like saying, "Mama, you're doing a great job," from the lift as I was going down the hill. So they are fast, right? They're just low to the ground and they just move and they have no fear. So I've got all this previous thoughts and fear around skiing, right? So I skied that day and everything was fine. A couple times the kids were like, "How come you went that way?" But it's because I had too much speed. So I couldn't go like direct to the chairlift. Anyway, so then a few weeks later, I decided to take myself downhill skiing. I bought a season's pass. I was all like, "I'm going to do this. I'm going to ski. I live near skiing. I'm going to do this." And I remember psyching myself up the whole way there. whole way there. And then I got on the hill and I wiped out and tore my knee on the first turn. Like, I didn't even start down the hill. I continued down the hill after I got up. Some very nice person stopped to help me. And I continued down the hill and everything actually felt okay until I was in line at the chairlift and then like moving my leg forward on the ground without any momentum. I was like, yeah, that's not good. So then I drove back home. And then I iced it and stayed still for a few days. And I was actually in treatment with an osteopath for concussion symptoms. And they were able to work on that with a frequency device. Absolutely amazing. The swelling never really got bad. It was torn. But they managed to help me heal it and it hasn't bothered me since. So amazing treatment. So fast forward to today. So I've got cross country skis. In my mind, cross country skiing feels safer. I can't fall. I'm pretty close to the ground and it's pretty easy, right? I'm just sliding along. So we just got snow last week, a good amount. So I arranged to meet up with a friend and we skied together before I went to pick her up. She was watching YouTube as a way to remember, like, how do you shift your weight for cross country ski? And I remember thinking like, oh, that's great. I love it that she was on YouTube and like, you know, psyching herself up. So we did about an hour loop, I think, at a good pace, but not crazy because we were getting used to it. So I left that like thinking, yay, like I did it. And then this week, there's a big storm coming, but it's going to have rain and stuff. So it's going to get messy. So I thought, okay, I have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday that I can sneak out. There's a forest 10 minutes from my house with ski trails. I went last year. I can just pop out there, do a quick like half an hour loop, even if I don't have time to do the full hour loop, and then go back home and keep working. So I got dressed in all my ski stuff today. I was going to go yesterday, but I only slept 4 hours on Sunday night. So that quickly became not really feasible. So I didn't make myself wrong. I was like, yeah, this is how it feels when your body doesn't sleep. So then I slept 9 hours last night, felt great, got dressed in my ski stuff today, and decided to do a run for stocking stuffers before I went to ski. Then I felt like I didn't have enough time to go skiing, so I let my brain win, and I came back home and called my next client. And then after that, I had one more client, and then I had a bit of a break, so I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll ski. The second client was super short, so then I thought, oh, I see a window of time where I can go. I don't have to rush, like I have an hour and a half before I have to be back for my next call. And, you know, it only takes 10 minutes to get there. The loop I like only takes 30 minutes. So realistically, I have a lot of time. So I drive there. I get dressed in my stuff again and head out. So I get there and a big storm, they call a derecho, hit us back in May. And unfortunately, the forest where I like to ski and walk was really one of the hardest hit areas in the city where I live. So I knew that, but I kind of forgot and I went, and there was actually a whole forestry operation going on and signs posted, please, you know, don't enter. But there were people skiing. There was two ladies coming back from the ski trail. So I walked through the forestry thing by like the truck lifting logs into piles, and there was ski trails. They weren't groomed because obviously with the logging operations, the groomers aren't coming in. So that was okay. It was a bit sloppy. It wasn't really even. So I really noticed with my body that I need to be in alignment. Like if one hip's higher than the other, you know, if it's not a groomed trail, it's a bit harder on the body. So I started to go and I went. And when I got, I don't know, like 10, 15 minutes in, I came to three barricades saying like these trails were closed, but obviously people have been skiing. So I had a whole conversation with myself about, maybe I should turn around. Maybe I'll get stuck. Like there's logging happening over there. I don't know. So then maybe I'll go that way. No, I'm going to go this way. So I went and I kept going. And then I got to a sign that showed like how the loop went. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, yeah, I can do the full loop today. Like the loop I really liked was closed, no, not accessible at all. So I was a bit upset about that. So then I thought, oh, I can do the bigger loop. And I started to go, but I also noticed it's solstice today. So winter solstice. So I also noticed the sun was getting a bit lower. And it is amazing where our brain goes when we don't really know what's happening. When it's fear, right? I was like, I don't know. Maybe it's going to get dark. Maybe I shouldn't go this way. Does this way even go to the other loop? Like, oh, I can see a road. What's going on? And the trail that I needed to cut across on was like just adjacent to the road. So it was fine. But the number of times I had to talk to myself and be like, no, it's fine. You have lots of time. I had to check on my phone what time sunset was, check again, like what time it was. And, you know, suddenly I was like, oh my God, I've only been skiing for like 25 minutes and I'm all in a tizzy. Then I had to get off the path a couple times to let other people go by because there was actually only one trail. There were some people skiing in like tire marks from the forestry vehicles. So that was a bit less groomed. It wasn't groomed, but it was a bit less groomed than the ungroomed section even. So, and then at one point I was like, oh my gosh, what if I get stuck out here? And oh, I think I can hear something, but it was myself I was hearing. Is there someone right behind me? All that to say, like, there was so much mindset work. I had to remind myself throughout, like, you're doing a great job. You're moving your body. You're having fun. Good for you. You came out. You got some fresh air. You're enjoying it. It's great. We have lots of time. But it was like a constant battle with my mind to be calm and be present. The whole reason I wanted to go in the forest was to be, you know, in nature. Not to be stuck in this stress response. So I guess the point of this episode is just to say, like, it's normal. It's normal to question yourself. And sometimes, some days, it's going to take a lot more work than other days to get over that mindset, right? So, you know, I used mindset that day. I drove to the hill. And the day that I fell, like, on my first run. So it's just a constant reminder that we need to really focus on the thoughts that we think. The thoughts that we think have impact on our body, have impact on our stress, impact on our bowels. I talked to lots of people today about irritable bowel syndrome, and the stress-gut connection is huge. And we're using hypnotherapy to help people with that. I've used hypnotherapy myself to help with mindset things. It works. It's that consistency and that repetitive reminder, but it's in that subconscious part of the brain, right? Where it's more open to receiving that information, especially right before sleep. So mindset can look like lots of different things. It can look like making yourself get out there and do something different and not let it win. Like, yeah, at the end, I was so like, yeah, I felt so good, right? I feel so empowered. I did it. I moved my body. I felt good because I want to be that person that cross country skis after work, or I want to be that person that cross country skis before work tomorrow because I started a little bit later. So if I want to be that person, I'm going to have to keep up with the mindset. I'm going to have to talk myself through some of these situations, and it doesn't mean that I'm wrong. It just means that I'm human. And it reminded me of a couple clients, you know, that they've been told like they're always going to be worry warts, or they're always going to be anxious. And that's what the doctors have always told them. And that's what their families have always told them. But those stories that are repeated, we can break those stories, right? We don't have to live into what people have said that we are, right? So I was thinking about that when I was skiing because I'm clumsy. I'm very uncoordinated, as you can probably tell from my downhill ski story. But I'm not letting that stop me. Like, cross-country skiing doesn't, on the trails I'm using, it doesn't take that much coordination. I'm not comfortable going on trails where there's, like, hills. And maybe I'll work my way up to that. I did that previously. But yeah, I'm deciding I'm going to change that narrative that I don't have to be coordinated to be active and move my body and do it in a way that I like and that brings me energy and it just gets me outside. So don't let your brain win. Your brain is always going to try to give you the safest possible scenario, but that might not be what stretches you or what gives you the most satisfaction. So a lot of my clients want to go with a diet plan because that's safe for their brain, but it doesn't work. And I'm going to do episodes coming up on why diets don't work, but it's what they know, right? It's what they know, even though they know it's not working and that they're at a higher weight than they were when they even started dieting, it still feels safer. It's like the known thing, right? Whereas intuitive eating, it's a little bit of the unknown. It's a bit of trusting that you're going to listen to your body. It's a lot of self-awareness and a lot of self-trust. And sometimes it's hard to have that in ourselves, right? After years of not listening to ourselves. But there's a magic there. So mindset comes into so many areas of life. But I hope that you guys are getting out and being active and stretching yourselves. It's amazing. It's amazing. I want to be a cross-country skier. You know, at one point I was trying to pretend like I was in the Olympics as a way to like keep myself going. So there's so many little ways we can work with our brain to help it push through that fear of whatever the changes that we're trying to implement. And we can come out the other side feeling so empowered. So that's it. I hope that you've done something today that's left you feeling as empowered as I do. Have a great day. And that's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy Podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, please feel free to share it with them. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast player, because every month I choose one lucky reviewer and they get a free 60-minute one-on-one intensive where I help you identify the one thing holding you back from your health and wellness goals. Curious about intuitive eating? Ready to have more joyful eating without the guilt? Then go to my website and click on the link to book a free 30-minute call where I'll walk you through the first step.